chapter 2, the meaning of conversion. You once were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the powers of the air, according to the spirit that now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom we also all once lived in the lust of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by our natural condition destined to be the children of God's wrath, even as the others. But God, being rich in mercy, for the sake of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace have you been saved, and raised us up with him, and in Christ Jesus has made us sit with him in the heavens. His intention was that throughout the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that faith is not of yourselves, it is a gift from God. It is not of works, that no one should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God beforehand prepared that we should walk in them. Unity created between Jew and Gentile. Wherefore remember that once you, the Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by those called the circumcision, which is in the flesh and made with hands, you were at that time separate from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and living without God in the world. But now in Christ, you that once were far off are made near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us one, and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility, having abolished in the flesh the enmity, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, that he might create in himself of the two one new man, making peace, and might reconcile them both in one body to God through the cross, thereby having slain the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you that were far off, and peace to them that were near. For through him we have our joint access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and pilgrims, but you are fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building is fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built up together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.